Okay, Chevra, we are learning Maseches Pesachim, and we have a sugya of Chizkiah and Rabbi Avohu. And Rabbi Avohu is the one who's causing all the problems in Judaism, because Rabbi Avohu says that whenever the Torah says, lo tochal, it means both Isra Achila and Isra Hanoa. So the Gemara of Bezim and Bez asks, what do you mean? What about Aver Min Hachai? The Aver Min Hachai, the Torah says, lo tochal hanefesh im habasar, something like that. And we know that Aver Min Hachai is Mutar B'Hana'ah. By the way, how do I know Aver Min Hachai is Mutar B'Hana'ah? Because you can give it to a dog, right? The Gemara says, well, you're not supposed to give Aver Min Hachai to a guy, but you can give the Aver Min Hachai to a dog. So that tells me that Aver Min Hachai is Mutar B'Hana'ah. So the Gemara says, well, no, there's no proof from Aver Min Hachai. Because, hi Frima, thank you for coming. I apologize for all the confusion. Why is there no proof from Aver Min Hachai, Chevra? What does it say in the Talmud? 22b, Psachim. Zakh B'Gemar, because Aver Min Hachai is equated to Dam. Right? And just like Dam is not Osir B'Hano'ah, Aver Min Hachai is not Osir B'Hano'ah, and the fact that Dam is not Osir B'Hano'ah is what we covered last night, which is that Dam is not Osir B'Hano'ah because the Torah compares Dam to Mayim. So this is like a comparison to a comparison, no? Dam is compared to Mayim, Aver Min Hachai is compared to Dam, so therefore we know that Aver Min Hachai is not going to be Osir B'Hano'ah. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara asks, well, according to Chizkiyah, what do we do with the hekesh between Dam and Aver Min Hachai? What do we derive from this hekesh that the Torah compares the two? Rak chazak v'bulti acho hadam, ki adam hu hanefesh. Right? We see that nefesh, Aver Min Hachai, is compared to Dam. According to Chizkiyah, why do I need that comparison? So the Gemara tells me, the Gemara tells me because not all dam is a problem, right? Chizki is going to tell me that only dam hakoza shahanefesh yotzebo is aser. The only type of dam that's aser min haTorah is the dam hakoza. Without being too graphic over here, I asked my son who's in Hatzalah to explain this to me last night. But when someone begins to bleed seriously, the blood comes out in different stages. Rashi actually references this. First, the blood begins to come out a little bit. Then it begins to totally gush. And then the blood trickles again. The assumption is that you die during that gush. So that is the dam shanefesh yotzeba. And technically speaking, that is the dam, that's aser b'iser dam. Practically speaking, we're not exactly sure what that point is. So therefore, practically speaking, all dam is going to be aser. But Chizkiyah is saying that on a theoretical level, only the dam shan nefesh yel tzibah, and that's the equation of dam and Aver Min Hachai. Yes, ma'am.
Doesn't the Gemara usually then like go back to Rabbi Abaha and say,
how does he know that? Yeah, so that's an interesting. Yes, that's an interesting thing. Right? The Gemara is only doing this within Chizkiyah, within Rabbi Avohu. We're not going back in terms of like the Hechsher, in terms of. So again, I don't know. My guess is probably has something to do with like Ein Hekesh L'Mechza. There's a principle in Shas that when you have a Hekesh, Hekesh basically are two halachos that are derived in the same pasuk. Right? That's what Hekesh means. Smuchim are two dinim and two adjacent psukim. Hekesh are two dinim in the same pasuk. If you have a Hekesh, ain't Hekesh l'mechza, so all the dinim that are learned according to all opinions. So first thing where it says, oh, I understand according to Rabbi Avohu. What about Chizkiyah? What does he do with this? Once Chizkiyah tells me the Hekesh applies to that, Rabbi Avohu will say, gut gesagt. Right? You're right. That's basically, I think, the way it works. But that was a nice insight, a good ha'ara. Okay, So this is the Gemara that Eiver Min HaChai is technically Mutter Bahana'a. And we learned this kind of from a diok in a Braisa. Right? The Braisa says that you're not allowed to give a kos yayin to a nozir or Eiver Min HaChai to Ben Noach.
You purposely use the word give?
I use the word diok, no?
No, you
purposely
use the word give.
Maybe. Well, what do you mean by that?
Well,
Tosfos says that it uses the word moshet as opposed to yitain. And that word moshet, if you look in the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, he elaborates more. Moshet means I stretch out, meaning I'm stretching out and I'm giving you your thing, as opposed to the word titain, which would mean I'm giving you my thing. Right? That's the point that Tosfos is making, no?
Moshit means I'm giving you your thing.
Moshit means I'm stretching out. If I stretch up, I reach out. So what am I doing? I'm reaching out to give you an item. That's an unusual word.
Right.
The normal term would be lo yitain, not lo yoshit, right? And the Torah uses the word lo yitain, lefnei iver lo titain mechshol. It could be reaching out to give help, or it could be reaching out, it's just reaching out, as opposed to giving. If I give you something, I take something out of my pocket and I give it to you, you would say that there was nesina. But if I just reach out, so it's entirely possible that I am reaching out to give you your thing. Again, I'm understanding this tosis based on one second, Atira. I'm going to say this tosis based on the tosis on Vavam and Beis in Avodah Zarah.
Right, but why does that change? So you can't give an offering Eiver Min HaChai as his.
That's correct. Even though the Eiver Min HaChai belongs to the guy. Remember, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells me that I'm on one side of the river, the guy's on the other side of the river. The guy says, "Hey, Schwartz, I have some Eiver Min HaChai over there right near you. Just give it to me." Right? It's his Eiver Min HaChai. I'm not allowed to give it to him. Even though it's Moshet, even though it belongs to the guy, still I should not give it to the guy. Ms. Zaychek, how is Judaism with you?
Hi. I was just going to say, I thought that like the whole limud of Moshet was that you're extending it as in he wouldn't have been able to get it otherwise. So it's like versus titain, which is that he could have done it himself and he would have been over on the whatever. Anyways, you're giving it to him and you're being the cause for him being over.
No, I think that's also true. The Gemara says that you only violate lifnei iver if it's betray avred and ahara. And perhaps the two sides of the river idea comes from the Lashon and the Braisa that says moshet, right? Again, it's not abundantly clear from where the Gemara derives this idea of two sides of the river. It's also just for your edification, worth noting that the Rambam quotes Lifnei Iver 17 places in the Yad HaChazaka. In not a single one of those places does the Rambam say this idea of Trei Avred Nahara. This idea that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav says is like so partial that you only violate Lifnei Iver Min HaTorah if it's on the other side of the river. Rav Nachum Rabinowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in an essay in the Truman Journal, pointed out that in all 17 places where the Rambam has it, he never once mentions Trei Avred Nahara. Ms. Bruce, how are you?
No, it wasn't my hand.
What?
It wasn't my hand.
Are you?
No,
I thought your hand was up. But, okay, so I take back the greeting. I wouldn't have greeted you had I known that you had no question in mind. So, you know, you can't have a greeting with Vatola. It's like a very serious thing. Okay. So now, the Tosfos says, well, we're talking about giving the guy his own item based on lo yoshit as opposed to lo yitain. So therefore, how do we prove anything about iser hana'a in this situation? Meaning, Does someone want to explain to me Tosfos is kasha? Tosfos is saying, once I'm talking about giving the goy's own item, so therefore maybe I don't have any proof to the regular din of lifnei iver. Or it's a regular din, excuse me, of Isser Hano'a that we're trying to prove. How does this point work in the Tosfos? How do you prove that it's Mutter Bahano'a if not for the Pasuk? Once I'm talking about giving the Goy's own thing, so Tosfos is asking, well, maybe I see that you should not give the goys, or maybe I see, excuse me, that we have a deal that it's usser to give it to a goy, but it's mutter to give it to dogs. Maybe the only thing that's mutter to give the dog is the goy's own thing. And maybe I can't give the dog my thing. So Tosfos's kasha is, how do you see, once I'm talking about that I'm giving the goy's thing, and in that situation, we see it's mutter bahana'a in the sense of you're allowed to give it to a dog. Well, all I know is that I'm allowed to give the dog the goy's own thing. Maybe I can't give the dog my thing. Maybe it still is asr bahana'a. So Tosfos answers that the only real Isser Hana'a that we could be dealing with is the fact that you might pay me money for my service. The fact that I'm handing you something, that tircha, that exertion, that work that I'm doing, that could be monetized. If that could be monetized, so there is no difference between whether I give you your thing or I give you my thing. The question at hand is, are you allowed to give it? And I see I'm allowed to give it to a dog. So therefore, I see that it's mutter b'hanah. The basic lesson, I think, if I'm reading the Tosfos correctly, kevan de bischar haya osur lahoshet, the osur lahistaker b'isurei hanah, Afagav did the Eved Schoro Mutter, Kidimashan Perk Basrid Avodazara, Mikomokum Osra Chatzchila, meaning, I would not be allowed to get paid for handing you this item, although if you give me money, that money is Mutter, it would also be Osra Bechinam, I can't also give it to you for free, Dimashan Machsiklo Ha'akum Tova Choshev Kimistaker. The fact that you will be grateful that I give you the item, that itself is hana'a. The benefit that you like me, that itself is hana'a. Which I think means, if I understand the Tosfos correctly, and please correct me because I'm not sure I'm getting the right shot in Tosfos, but I think Tosfos is bothered by a question. Maybe when the Jew gives the non-Jew, the Jew's own item, maybe, or let me say, we'll talk about a dog. Maybe if a Jew gives the dog the Jew's own item, maybe it should be Asr Bahana'a also. Right? How do you see that's Mutter Bahana'a? Maybe we're only talking about giving the Goy's item to the Goy, or the Goy's item to the dog, but if the Jew is giving the Jew's item, maybe it should actually be Asr Bahana'a in that case. And that's Tosfos's kasha. So Tosfos answers, well, I wouldn't be allowed to give it to you. Again, the Jew would not be allowed to give the Goy's own item and be paid for it. Right, there's a halacha that's usur hishtaker, that you're not allowed to earn money from isurei hana'a. So if it would be usur hana'a, I could not give it to you, because that would be I could not give it to you and get paid for that. And I cannot also give it to you for free because you'll be appreciative that I'm giving it to you. Meaning, again, I'm just trying to understand the Tosis. I think what Tosis is saying is that the Hana'a that we are discussing in our Gemara is the Hana'a of the Tircha, the Hana'a of the exertion that I give you the item. And I'm not allowed to give it to a goy, but I am allowed to give it to a dog. I can't give the goy's item to the goy, but I can give the goy's item to the dog. So maybe if I give my item, it's asr b'hana'a. Well, if it's asr b'hana'a, then I'm not allowed to give it to you. I'm totally confused now. I thought I knew Pshat Nisosis. Can anyone help me over here? I'm totally confused in Nisosis.
Wait, can I say what I think you're saying?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we might only be talking about giving the dog the guy's item. So if there's a case of giving the dog the Jew's item, maybe that should still be Aser B'Hana'a.
Right.
So that's the question?
That's Tosis's question, correct.
Okay, so what are you saying the answer is?
That's I'm not sure about.
Oh, okay.
We're in the same place now.
Okay, cool.
Again, what is it, Nama?
Isn't what
we were saying before
is that
it's dependent on what
the
Hana'a is? Okay.
Like if the
Hana'a
is that you're feeding the dog or if it's that you're getting paid or something like that?
So the Hana'a, so let's assume the Hana'a is that either I'll get paid or the Hana'a is that...
Because if you're feeding the goy's food to the dog, you're not getting Hana'a. Unless it's your dog. But
correct. I'm giving the goy's food to the dog, but the hana that I'm getting is the fact that the goy is going to like me.
Right.
Okay. So we're in the same place.
Feed the goy's ever me on fire. And whose dog is it? Like, why would you feed someone else's food to your dog?
let's say it's the goy's dog. It's the goy is appreciative. The goy is like a dog lover. He's very happy that you're feeding the dog. Or someone is happy. Again, halak klavim shari means I can give it to any dog. Right? The hana that I get by giving it to a dog is that someone is appreciative. They give it to the dog. And therefore what?
So therefore, this braita still teaches that it's a terba hana'a.
Okay, explain.
So we still have the kasha of Ravi Abahu would think it's Aser B'Hana'a, but this bright just shows that it's Aser, that it's Mutar B'Hana'a.
So I'm giving the guy the guy's own thing. Still, we see that it's Mutar B'Hana'a, the fact I'm allowed to give it. Right? Because the Hana that I'm, no, I think the Hana that I'm talking about is the Hana'a of either getting paid or the Hana'a of the gratitude that comes to me. And if that's the hana, it does not matter if I'm giving the guy the guy's own thing, or the dog the guy's thing, or the dog my thing. It doesn't matter, right? Because the hana that I'm dealing with is the hana of gratitude. That's the point that the Tosis is making. You seem so confused.
Why can't we make a distinction between the goy's ever gonna fire and my ever gonna fire? Why can't we say you can get the hana'a from a goy's ever gonna fire, but you can't get the hana'a?
Because I think what Tosis is saying is, since the hana'a, since the issue on the table is not the cheftza of Avram and Hachai, the issue on the table is the tircha that I am doing to give it. And that might be considered hana'a. So from that perspective, it doesn't matter whether it's my item or the guy's item. So therefore, once I'm saying that for the guy, I'm allowed to give, once I'm saying I'm allowed to give the guy's Eiver Min HaChai to a dog, and the tircha that I give, or the benefit, the gratitude I receive is not a problem. So also, if I give the dog my Eiver Min HaChai, the benefit, the tircha, the gratitude that's earned is not forbidden. I think if I understand it correctly, which I think is what I thought to begin with, and then I got confused in the middle. But I think the point that Tosfos is making is the issue we are dealing with is not getting hana'a from the Eiver Min HaChai. If that would be the issue, so there would be a difference between, there'd be potentially a difference between whether the Eiver Min HaChai is owned by a Jew, the Eiver Min HaChai is owned by the Goy. But once I am saying that the hana'a I am concerned about is the gratitude that I will receive for handing the dog something, and I say that is not a problem, that is not a problem on the guy's item, so who had then? It's not a problem on my item, because it's the same gratitude that's due. It doesn't matter, right?
How does that connect back to...
How does this connect back to Eiver Min HaChai?
Right.
So apparently, and this point Rabbi Chanan brings up in his Shiurim, you see from this Gemara that the source of the benefit, the goreim of the Hana'ah, is also considered part of the Hana'ah. We attribute this Hana'ah to Eiver Min HaChai, even though the Hana'ah is really coming from me handing it to you, from the Tircha.
So if it's not yours, it's not yours. So it's like a chain reaction.
Exactly. It's like a chain reaction.
So even started, then you're not, it's not your
act. It was started by Eiver Min HaChai.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if the Eiver Min HaChai is owned by a Jew or owned by a guy, because the issue I'm addressing is the hana'a that comes from handing it to the dog, which is
not from
it's not from the fact that the dog eats the Eiver Min HaChai and says yum 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 delicious. Oh. Right? That's not the hana'ah that I'm dealing with. The hana'ah that I'm dealing with is that I am giving the dog Eiver Min HaChai, and the dog's owner, let's say, or somebody is happy with that, and that's considered the hana'ah. I think that's the way it makes sense.
And that's the only type of hana'ah you could possibly get. Like, can you sell Eiver Min HaChai?
Well, once I prove that Eiver Min HaChai is mutter b'hana'ah, then all types of hana'ah are mutter. But the source of the heter hana'a by Eiver Min HaChai is the fact I'm allowed to give it to a dog. And what that means...
But that doesn't mean that you can give it to a person. You can't give it to a person.
Well, I can't give it to a person because of Lefnei Eiver. But I am allowed to give it to a dog. And that's considered hana'a. I'm getting hana'a from Eiver Min HaChai when I give it to the dog.
Right, but I'm saying, can you sell Eiver Min HaChai to a Ben Noach under the assumption that he can feed it to the dog?
I'm not allowed to sell it to Ben Noach.
That's not you giving it to the dog.
Again, the Ben Noach can't eat Eiver Min HaChai, so I can't give him the Ben Noach Eiver Min HaChai. Am I allowed to sell the Ben Noach Eiver Min HaChai? Right, that's a question about Lifnei Eiver if I sell items. Is Lifnei Eiver only if I give items, or does it apply when you sell items also? But there's a din of Lifnei Eiver, and there is a din of Isser Hanoah by Eiver Min HaChai, and I think at this point we sort of understand. Ms. Verschleiser, are you going to convince me that I don't understand?
It's just about the Hanoah of, like, giving the food to the dog, or is the giving of the food to the dog and the owner's happy about it? What if you're the owner of the dog?
So the giver to the dog gets some sort of Hanoah.
All right.
The Hanoah is that people will like him. Or her. That's the hana'ah.
What if it's your dog?
So if it's my dog, the hana'ah is even more direct, that I save a meal.
Okay.
But even if it's not my dog, The hana'a is that I give it and I earn some gratitude.
Okay.
I think that's the way all of this makes sense.
So then shouldn't that apply to everything? Like, shouldn't you be able to feed a dog anything that you're not really allowed to get hana'a from if it's not your dog and it's not your thing?
So am I allowed to feed the dog any iser hana'a? You get the impression that you would not be allowed to feed a dog stuff that's aser b'hana'a. I can only feed a dog Eber Menachai because Eber Menachai is not aser b'hana'a. But were it to be aser b'hana'a, I could not give it to a dog.
But the way
that
you know it's not aser b'hana'a
because
it's
yours
to a dog.
But I thought it's not aser
b'hana'a
because the
hana'a
isn't that you're feeding to a dog.
Well, one second. Let's go slowly. All I know is that I'm not allowed to give Eber Menachai to a non-Jew, to Ben Noach. That implies I can give Eber Menachai to a dog. From there, I see that Eber ben Hachai is not aser b'hana'a. The fact that I can give it to a dog indicates it's not aser b'hana'a. Okay? Now, if I would unpackage that statement, what would emerge is that if it really would be aser b'hana'a, I could not give it to a dog. Right? So we're on the same page? Excellent. Now we get to talk about like one of my favorite topics in the universe, which is called Lifnei Iver. Let's ask a question on the Gemara that is not like a full-fledged question, but it's a setup. How come our Gemara, which is talking about Eiver Menachai, the topic of our Gemara is Eiver Menachai, why do we have to bring in the Kos Yayin or Nozer? What does that case add to our understanding of anything? Well, right? That's the question. Yeah. Was that a hand up, Adina?
A little. Like, isn't when you're giving it to, it's like interesting the formulation of like the pasuk versus the actual action. Because in the pasuk, you're doing something which like kind of the person doesn't know what they're doing, as opposed to if you're giving wine to another.
Okay, so you're raising a question about whether you violate this prohibition of lifnei iver when you do not know that the item is forbidden.
Right.
Right? The nozer presumably knows that he or she is a nozer. One of the questions that Rav Shechter used to always ask to guys who wanted to get into the kollel is, can a woman be a nozer?
Yeah.
So what's the answer? Yes. Why?
Isha
or Yishatz. Preferish in the pasuk. This was like...
I've heard that before.
You've heard it before.
People are like, oh, there's a Gemara, and then you're like,
no. Okay.
Ask it up again.
I just don't really come back again.
In one of the Purim deals that we did one year, we had a guy trying to get into the kollel, and the shepherd's asking him questions. And the question was, so tell me, can a nozer have a beard? That's just the way we did it. Because everyone knows that one, so you figure. Okay, now.
Can I ask a question on your question?
Yes.
I understand that we're trying to get it something deeper, but can the simple answer just be that it's a breakup? So
100%. Yeah, so we could answer that, like, we quote a whole brisa, you quote the whole chunk. So that's why we quote Nozir as well as Eiver Menachai. But if you look in the Me'iri over here, which I believe I gave you on the Makoros, the Me'iri basically tells me that there are two types of Lifnei Iver that are being addressed in our Gemara. There is the Nozir type of Lifnei Iver, and the Eiver Menachai type of Lifnei Iver. The Nozer type of Lifnei Iver means, I am giving you something that you cannot use. I'm not a Nozer. I'm a plain, ordinary YU guy. I'm not a Nozer. I give you, the Nozer, an item, a cup of wine, that you cannot use. That's one type of Lifnei Iver. That's called Lifnei Iver, where the nosein is not mitzuvah. There's another type of lifnei iver that Me'iri explains, Eiver Menachai l'bnei Noach, where we could say, we do say, it's clear that both the giver and the receiver are forbidden. Right? Not only are B'nai Noach asr in Eivir Min HaChai, but B'nai Yisrael are also asr in Eivir Min HaChai. So there are two tracks in Lifnei Iver. There's the Lifnei Iver where the giver is permitted, and there's Lifnei Iver where the giver is forbidden. Two tracks of Lifnei Iver. Now, it's entirely possible that we could use this idea to explain some random but important issues within Lifnei Iver that will take us back to our Gemara, the Afareish at Sichati. Is there Lifnei Iver for non-Jews? Klutz Kasha. Yes, right? It's Beferish in the Gemara. Don't give to a Ben Noach. Don't give Eir Min HaChai to Ben Noach. Beferish in the Gemara. Nonetheless, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, Sefer HaChinuch begins, Lo lahachshio b'nei Yisrael. Lo lahachshio b'nei Yisrael, maseis lahem etza ra'a. Don't give bad advice to a Jew. So the Minchas Chinuch jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And the Minchas Chinuch says, my dear Sefer HaChinuch, I don't know what you're talking about. The Isser of Lifnei Iver applies to Jew and non-Jew alike. How come you are saying Lo lahachshio b'nei Yisrael? That's the Minchas Chinuch's question. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests an answer. He suggests that maybe there are two types of Lifnei Iver, but they are governed by different rules. There's Lifnei Iver in the sense of I give an item, a chafza of Avera to you. And there's Lifnei Iver in the sense of I give you bad advice. If someone would ask, should I buy GameStop? And I say, of course, it's amazing. Everyone on Reddit is talking about it, right? That's like bad advice that I'm giving. At least this week already, it's bad advice, right? So that would be Lifnei Iver of Eitz Ra'ah. There's Lifnei Iver of bad advice and Lifnei Iver of Averos. The Minchas Chinuch does not like this suggestion, but he proposes it. He says maybe when the Sefer HaChinuch writes Lo lahachshio b'nei Yisrael, he's talking about Laseis lahem Eitz Ra'ah. The Isser of Eitz Ra'ah only applies to Jews, not to Goyim. But the Isser of Lifnei Iver in the sense of the Avera, that applies to Goyim the same as it applies to Jews. That suggestion is made by the Minchas Chinuch, although he rejects it. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Rabbi Chaim Leizer Grudzinski, their brothers-in-law, and many Achronim, the Panovich Rav, many Achronim like the suggestion. They say there's a difference between Lifnei Iver of giving bad advice, which only applies to Jews, and Lifnei Iver of an Avera, which applies to Jews and to non-Jews. Good? That's point one. Once I'm making a distinction between Lifnei Iver of Averos and Lifnei Iver of bad advice, so we could have a number of other nafgaminas between these two types of Lifnei Iver. For example, if the recipient does the Avera b'mezid, this is sort of what Adina was asking beforehand. Is there a difference between when the recipient does the Avera b'mezid or not? So if the Lifnei Iver that I'm addressing is the Lifnei Iver of an Avera, so if I give that Nozir a cup of wine, right, or I give that Goy, Eiver Min HaChai, and the Goy eats it, b'mezid, of course I violate Lifnei Iver. But let's say I give you bad advice, and you know it's bad advice, but you are what we call an idiot. And you decide, you know what? I'm going to buy GameStop. Thank you for telling me. It's such a good idea. I know I'm going to lose money, but who needs it anyway, right? So Lifnei Iver of bad advice do you violate it when the person does it but makes it? L'chorah not, no? L'chorah, the din of bad advice is that I should not give you bad advice, which you think will be good advice. But if you know it's bad advice and you do it anyway, there's probably no iser from the ether. Unlike if I give you shrei food and you know it's usser anyway, there is an iser lufnei iver. But if I give you bad advice and you know it's bad advice and you take it, right, there's probably no iser lufnei iver. Is that reasonable? I think it's reasonable.
Why do you need the amazing part? Why can't you just say, why can't you just say that if...
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, is Nama in the middle of asking hers?
Nama was in the middle of asking, but I think she wants to catch her thoughts. So she's appreciative that you're asking the question.
Okay, cool. So if we're saying that like the person is responsible for like responding to someone's advice and knowing whether to take it or not, like what happens if the person's in a vulnerable state and they're more susceptible to following that piece of advice?
No, so enochanami. In other words, in that situation, clearly I'll violate the lufnei iver of bad advice because I'm really responsible for you buying GameStop, right? But let's say you decide, I don't know what it is, you're into self-flagellation, and you decide, I really want to do something that I know is stupid, right? So in that case, presumably there's no din of lufnei iver. Another way of saying this idea of the distinction between nama, the should I, you have a question again or like, should we?
I do.
Yeah.
It's not going into my head. Why does it have to be the amazing? Aren't you still over on the negative if they do something that you made them think was okay?
Well, I didn't make them think, if it's bemazed, so that means...
What's bemazed? Them doing
it? Them doing it. They know it's a bad, idea.
So then how is that with nature?
It's not.
Someone?
That's the point. It's not. In other words, what I'm trying to do is create distinctions between the two types of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver of bad advice and lifnei iver of aveiros. Lifnei iver of bad advice, we're saying does not apply to goyim. Lifnei iver of aveiros does. Lifnei iver of bad advice does not apply to mezid. Lifnei iver of aveiros does.
But why
does
it apply? Yeah.
So
that's my question. Like, why
do you say that it applies? I just think it's logical. It makes sense. If I give you bad advice, and you know it's bad advice.
Right, that part I get, but if I tell you,
that's the point.
If I make my dress off and you do it, that's your problem, not mine.
No, because I am facilitating your ability to do it. I'm making it easier for you to do it. I take some chametz and I hand it to you. You know it's usher, the nazir. The nazir knows, right? Adina made this point a few minutes ago. The nazir knows that she's not allowed to drink wine.
Isn't it only not with Naivir because it's not an Avera? So if you give someone bad advice and then they do something like invest in something silly, that's not an Avera. They weren't over on anything. So that's why I think.
Agreed. But the point is, I learn a few things from the same puzzle. Right? The Minchas Chinuch's argument that you cannot split between bad advice and the Lifnei Iver of Averos is because it's all derived from the same pasuk. So if it's all derived from the same pasuk, so presumably they're governed by the same rules. But we're trying to show no, they can't be governed by the same rules. The proof in the pudding is mazed. Right? So I see there are different rules between giving bad advice and the avera, case of the iver. If that's the case, maybe I could distinguish between goyim and Jews as well, like the Sefer HaChinuch does. We could also argue that conceptually, the lifnei iver of bad advice is different than the lifnei iver of averos. It's possible that conceptually, if I give you the wherewithal to do an avera, that means that when you do that avera, I am getting a portion of the avera that you did. It's not possible to argue that if I give you bad advice and then you jump onto it, you can't argue that I'm getting a portion of what you did. Right? In the world of averos, I could say that it is possible that the iser of lifnei iver is that I get a chelek of your avera. That would lead some rishonim, for example, to suggest that lifnei iver of avodah zara issues is yehari vayavar. If I give you a getchka, right? I give you some avodah zara book. I give you some avodah zara item. It could be, it's yehari vayavar that I'm not allowed to give you the getchka. Did I have to translate getchka? Icon. Thing to be worshipped, right? So it could be that it's yehard bayavar. Why? Because if lufnei iver means I get a portion of your avera, so then I'm getting a portion of avodah zara, and that itself is yehard bayavar, potentially. Right? This idea that lufnei iver of an avera could mean I get a portion of the avera only is reasonable, however, if you end up doing the avera. Right? There is a question that that is asked in the Sefer Yad Malachi, which I just sent to you on WhatsApp, like around an hour ago or whatever. The Yad Malachi asks that, he says that the students in yeshiva were bothered by the question, let's say I give the Nazir a cup of wine and the Nazir doesn't drink it. Is there a lifnei iver? On the one hand, he says, well, probably the iser is lifnei iver lo titein mechshol. Don't give bad advice, or don't give, I shouldn't say bad advice, don't give the avera. Nisina means don't give it. Doesn't say that the person does it. On the other hand, he points out that there's one Gemara in Kedushin that sounds like a case that somebody was instigating another person to get the person angry. The Gemara says, well, maybe if they get angry, they'll rip up some clothing and you'll be in violation of Bal Tashbis. You get an impression that it's only usher if they rip up the clothing. That means that lifnei iver is only if the person does the avera. On the third hand, the Gemara in Moed Katan says that it's usher to hit your child after the age of bar bat mitzvah, because the child might hit back. It's assumed, by the way, to be educationally unsound to hit at this point. No, I think Rav Volbi writes in his Sefer Zriya Ubinyan Bechinuch that you should never hit children even younger than the age of bar bat mitzvah.
Where we are now,
right? It could be that corporal punishment was great like years ago. I actually remember as a kid in elementary school that the principal had in his office a board that said, this is the Board of Education, B-O-R-E-D. If you're Board of Education, I don't think he meant it, but it still would be an offensive joke for all of us today, no? That the principal is threatening you to hit you with a board.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's a bad idea to hit kids. The Gemara in Moed Katan says it's usher to hit your child over bar and bat mitzvah because the child might hit back. Meaning, and you'll be in violation of lifnei iver. Meaning, even if the child doesn't hit back, I can't hit the child because the child might hit back. So lifnei iver is giving the mitzvah even if the recipient doesn't take the bait. So there's lifnei iver of Nisina, as opposed to lifnei iver only when there's Kabbalah. So this is the question that the Yad Malachi addresses. Obviously, this entire question is only within the lifnei iver of averos. The lifnei iver of advice clearly I cannot discuss whether I get a portion of your GameStop. I get a portion of it, that just, it's an irrational idea.
It's irrational because we can't measure it, right?
Correct. It just, I can't even get my head around it. It just, it doesn't add up, right? I could say I get a chelik of your aveira. That I could get, I understand that perfectly well.
But you would still ask the question if you're over this behavior when you give bad advice and they don't take it. Right? If the person didn't end up buying GameStop, were you still over this behavior?
So I could ask the question that way, nachon, but I cannot entertain the possibility that I get a chelik of what they did.
Right. Right? If it was Gamizi, it doesn't really matter in person because they chose to.
In the case of Mesa, they're choosing to do it, right? So my original advice doesn't matter. That's correct. Now, what does all of this have to do with anything? So once we're at this point that we're discussing within Lifnei Iver of Averos, that there's a possibility that I get a portion of the Avera that you end up doing, which would lead in the direction of Yehari Vayavar that we pointed out before. But I can only speak of getting a portion in the Avera that you do if I myself am Mitzuva in that Avera. But if I myself am not Mitzuva in that Avera, so then, if I myself am not Mitzuva in the Avera, so then presumably it's not possible to discuss that I should get a portion of that Aveira.
What is
Mitzuva? Mitzuva commanded. If I am not commanded in a particular Aveira, for example, the Gemara has a discussion about a woman who, that women are not Mitzuva in the Isser of Lotash Kesas Pa'asa Kanecha. And there's no Isser of a woman to use a razor, right, to shave her face. No such answer. This is only for males, not for females. Great. There's actually a discussion in the halacha that avodim, right? It could be, since as a matter of halacha, we pass in the avodim or mitzuva and mitzvahs like women. So it could be that avodim are exempt from the prohibition of shaving with a razor, which is actually like a cool application. But the idea or the possibility that Lifnei Iver means that I get a portion of your Aveira is obviously unreasonable if I am not commanded in that particular Aveira. So in an Aveira that I am not forbidden, for example, a Nazir, right? I'm not a Nazir. I give wine to a Nazir. So that type of Lifnei Iver is very different than the Lifnei Iver of Iver Min HaChai. And that's the point that the Me'iri is making. The Me'iri is making a point that we have the idea of not lo yoshet kol shel yayin l'nozir, because that is a different type of Lifnei Iver than Iver Min HaChai. The Isser of Lifnei Iver by the kos yayin is much more similar to the Isser of Lifnei Iver of bad advice, in that it is impossible that I am getting a chelek of what you do. The Isser of Lifnei Iver of Nazir is more close, is closer to the Lifnei Iver of bad advice. So this whole conversation, perhaps, is why the Gemara mentions both Lifnei Iver of Bnei Noach and of the Nazir, because we're talking about these two tracks within Lifnei Iver. Let me just add a teeny bit to this idea of two tracks. I gave you a few psukim. The pasuk in Vayikra Yutes says Lifnei Iver will tain b'chol. That's Vayikra Yotes Yudalet. Rashi writes over there, don't give bad advice, no? Don't say sell your field and buy a donkey, etc. In Parshas Bahar, the pasuk says, "Don't give." The pasuk says, "Lo tonu ish et achiv." Right? Where was that in Vayikra Chafei Yudalid? Right? Al tonu ish et achiv, meaning I should not overcharge. But it also means, Rashi tells me, Vayikra Chafei Yudzayin. I'm sorry, not Yudalid Yudzayin. Lo tonu ish et amito. So this means lo yasiyenu etza she'en ohogen esol. Right? So there's a contradiction. I don't know, contradiction, or there's a certain repetitiveness. How come Rashi has to say this idea of not giving bad advice twice? What we could suggest, and I think Abigail was saying this a few minutes ago, maybe within bad advice, there are two types of bad advice as well. There's bad advice when I give you bad advice and you don't take it, right? Which makes me a jerk. If I walk over to you and I say, buy GameStop, and you say, you're an idiot. It could be I violated an Isser of Lifnei Iver of just being a jerk. But there's another type of bad advice when you end up being hurt by my bad advice. The Torah has two psukim. Lifnei iver lo titein mechshol. Lo titein means don't give it. Even if you don't take it, right? And Rashi over there says that means bad advice. Even if you don't take it, there's an iser to give it. Right? What did they teach you in grade school? Socrates was a great philosopher. He gave advice, they killed him. Right? That's all you have to know about philosophy. The point is, if I give bad advice and you don't take it, so that could be the type of bad advice in the Torah of Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Mechshol. But in Parshas Bahar, the Torah says Al Tonu, which means don't oppress, don't afflict, don't hurt the person, right? The article of Chumash says do not aggrieve your fellow. That means that you are hurt by my bad advice. That's a different, right? It's the same hakira that we had with respect to Lifnei Iver of Avera versus advice. But now within advice, we could say that there are two types of Lifnei Iver as well. And maybe the reason why Rashi is saying it twice is because there are two types of Lifnei Iver. That would mean l'cha'ora that if I give a kos yayin to a nazir, and the nazir does not drink it, so that is certainly the avera of lifnei iver of bad advice, no? But it's only lifnei iver of bad advice, perhaps, if somehow the nazir is offended that I gave it to him, at least according to one approach. But according to the approach of lo titein mechshol, even if I give the bad advice and he's not offended or she's not offended, still it's going to be usher. Nama.
Why is that? Why are there also not those two factors in with neither of a favor? Like you could tell, because titein would be to like make some to trick someone into doing an avera, even if they don't do the avera.
So again, that's
and then the other side would be if they do the
Amir. So I'm working with the possibility that the Yad Malachi suggests that there's only Lifnei Iver on an Avera if they end up doing the Avera, because that means that I'm getting a portion of the Avera that you do.
Oh.
You're right. I could also work. Okay, so this all ended up being somewhat convoluted, but at the same time, what we're trying to illustrate is that there are different types of Lifnei Iver. There's Lifnei Iver of bad advice versus Lifnei Iver of an Avera, right? The difference might be Jew versus non-Jew, right? That would answer the Minchas Chinuch's question on the Sefer HaChinuch. The difference also we noted with respect to the case of Mazid, the difference in terms of whether you get a portion of the Aveira, that's the way we presented it. And when all of this is said and done, when all of the dust settles, that might explain why we have the case of the Nazir as well as the Eivir Min HaChayitz B'nei Noach, because the case of the Nazir is most similar to the case of Lifnei Eivir of bad advice. However, not exactly, because it could be that in the case of the Nazir, even though I'm not obligated in the Isser of Nazir, so it would seem like bad advice, but it could be that there is still an effect on it, right, which is different than the paradigmatic bad advice, where there is zero effect that's caused, right? That's probably the way to unpackage this sugya to some extent. Lifnei Eivir comes up like every other day, no? Someone, a Jew, asks you for directions on Shabbos. Are you allowed to give the person directions or not? That's a question of Lifnei Eivir. Probably the majority of shaylos that really come up in our world, not the majority, but a very significant amount of the shaylos are relevant for Lifnei Eivir. I cut you off, Abigail.
Sorry, you didn't cut me off.
Oh, okay, I didn't call you. Fine. Adina, you had a comment? Okay.
Oh, you have a question.
Oh, fine. Ask a question.
Is Lifnei Eivir of Aveira and Zaka to give them a chutzpah of Aveira, or to give them advice to do an Aveira?
So, again, apparently giving advice to do an Aveira is at least the Lifnei Eivir of bad advice.
Right,
but the classical Lifnei Eivir of the Aveira is when they give you the chefs of Aveira.
Like, well, I did not understand that.
What?
I think that's why I kept saying, I didn't get that.
Uh-huh.
I thought that if you just like trick someone with your words into doing an Aveira and you're also obligating that Aveira, then that's...
No, so I think that's considered bad advice.
Right.
The Lifnei Eivir of the Aveira case is when I give the... when they give the chefta of Aveira. Again, the question is, can there be Lifnei Eivir where there is no chefta of an Aveira at all? No? Everyone likes talking about mixed dancing. It's like everyone's favorite topic. There's a tshuva Negris Moshe about whether you can give, whether you're allowed to own a dance studio that's going to have mixed dancing. Now, there's no chefza of Aveira in that case, no?
Well, what is the chefza be the space?
But the Aveira is not the space, right? The Aveira is not, like, touching the floor or the walls.
Why is it different than, like, inviting a Jew over for a meal on Shabbos?
So inviting a Jew over for a meal on Shabbos. So that's not really a chefza of Aveira, that's correct. But Rav Moshe argues that even though it's not a chefza of Aveira, to some extent it's worse than Reyo Lifnei Eivir. He calls that case of inviting a Jew over on Shabbos potentially the Isra of Mesis.
I'm gonna
bring it up. Yeah. Right? Rav Moshe writes that that's potentially the just like the Nachash HaKadmoni, like incited to do an Aveira, it's like the worst thing ever to be like that Nachash HaKadmoni. Right? And that's really the Lifnei Eivir of inviting a Jew over for Shabbos. Again, most poskim don't use the Mesis analogy. Most poskim compare it to Lifnei Eivir. And therefore, they make a comparison, like Rav Shlomo Zalman does, that Lifnei Eivir is always based on the cost-benefit analysis. Technically speaking, I'm not allowed to offer food to someone who won't make a bracha. On the other hand, if you have a potential donor, right, and the person's going to come over to your house and you're not going to offer the person food, that could really end up hurting. And you have to make a cost-benefit analysis whether there's Lifnei Eivir and that. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman has in the Tshuva Siman Lamed Hey. Yeah.
Is there a distinction between like being Lifnei Eivir about a low tasa versus an asa? So like, if I give someone a cup of wine and it's usher for them to drink it, that's different than me giving someone they're supposed to make a bracha and I'm just giving them food.
Correct, but you have to figure out whether failure to make a bracha, is it like, remember, the Gemara says a person doesn't make a bracha, ki'ilu ma'al. It's like, remember our word mi'ilah from yesterday? right? It's like you're getting hana'a from Hashem's world illicitly, right? So you get an impression that food without a bracha is like a chatz of aveira almost. On the other hand, right, is there lifnei iver on mitzvos asay?
But it's because they didn't do it, not because they did.
Correct. It's an act of omission rather than commission, but that act of omission makes the food forbidden. Lifnei iver, right? Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman has his calculation in terms of the cost-benefit analysis within Lifnei Iver. However, the story goes like this. I like telling stories. So David Ben-Gurion was the first prime minister of Israel, and he went to meet with the Chazon Ish. He went to the Chazon Ish's house. It's amazing. The prime minister of Israel went to the Chazon Ish's house, and the issue at that time was the draft deferrals for yeshiva guys. And the Chazon Ish convinced Ben-Gurion that yeshiva guys should not be drafted into the army. Apparently the argument was there's so few of them anyway, what difference does it make? Seriously. And Ben-Gurion bought it. That was the meeting in the house. So the story is that the Chazon Ish didn't know what to do. On the one hand, the prime minister of Israel is coming to his apartment, and like you have to offer something to eat. On the other hand, it's also to offer something to eat to a person who won't make a bracha. So the story is that the Chazon Ish left food on the table, but out of Ben-Gurion's reach. So he knew that Ben-Gurion wouldn't take the food, even though it was there. That's the story that they point out. Ms. Zaychek, how are you?
Good. So is this related to like how you can't text someone who it's Shabbos for them because that can like provoke a text back?
Yeah. I mean, that's again that's a potential issue of Lifnei Iver. There are thousands of dinim of Lifnei Iver. It's worth noting, just like once we're doing Lifnei Iver very quickly, I apologize if I'm keeping some of you or all of you over time, but this is like one of my favorite topics. Some assume that the iser of Lifnei Iver does not apply, or let's say it like this. Some assume that the iser of Lifnei Iver is only b'shas aveira. One of the questions that comes up is a rabbi allowed to be mesader kedushin for a couple who won't keep taras hamishpacha? Is it also to be mesader kedushin, right? Can you marry them off? Now, on some level, like, whatever, but like you don't know what they were doing beforehand. It's like one of those. On the other hand, it's a discussion. The Netziv has in his Tshuvas in the Meshav Davar, Simon Chof Beis, the Netziv says, well, maybe the Isser of Lifnei Iver is only Bishah that he's going to do that Aveira, or she'll do that Aveira. But they're not going to be doing the Aveira under the Chuppah. So therefore, right, there's no iser of being Masada Kedushin. That's an interesting application, right? That would mean that in our Gemara, right, lo yitin kos yayin l'nozer minachayel ben noach means in a case where you know the guy's going to eat it or drink it right away. That's his understanding. But if there is delay, so then it's possible that there is no aveira. That's why the Netziv takes it. There's much more to be said about these topics. Buying food for the office. No? You have non-religious Jews working with you in the office. And they send you out to buy food. And they tell you, we want to buy like whatever the non-kosher products. Are you allowed to buy for the office or not? Is that Lifnei Iver? There are 1,000 questions that come up. These are some of the bigger issues because they involve relationship of, you know, Jews who are Shomer Torah mitzvahs to other types of Jews. And to what extent, on the one hand, we want to be involved. On the other hand, we don't want to violate the Isser of Lifnei Iver. So the cost-benefit analysis that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman spoke of and some of these other cheshbonos of whether it's shas masa or not shas masa, can all be weighed as potential kulas in every case that comes up. How does that sound, ladies? Good? So I want to wish everyone a merry Furim, and have a great Yontif and Kol Tov.
Thank you.
Okay, then we'll meet again after Purim. Okay, all the best.